SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump says he has what it takes to fix the American economy.
I predict, and I will tell you, I'm going to get energy costs down to much less than 50% of what they are now all throughout our country. And that's going to have an unbelievable... And once that happens, interest rates are going to follow. Interest rates will naturally follow. It's not as complicated as people think, and I did it. We had no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country.
The former president speaking at a town hall event in Phoenix. Also at SRNnews.com, climbing temps in the Southwest, making life miserable for millions of Americans. 113 in Phoenix, 111 in Las Vegas. Death Valley National Park setting a new daily high. 122. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says the temps from Southeast California to Arizona will be slightly cooler after today, but it'll still be hot.
We always recommend that when temperatures are warm, that people do take precautions. I mean, it may not reach the level of extreme heat, although with above normal temperatures, we do always encourage people to take care to not overexert themselves.
At that rally in Arizona, Donald Trump was there. 11 people fell ill from heat exhaustion. They were taken to the hospital. All were treated and later released. Vladimir Putin says he sees no current threat to Russia's sovereignty that would warrant the use of nuclear weapons. But he's again warned that Moscow could send arms to countries or groups to strike Western targets. He says nuclear weapons only possible in what he called exceptional cases. This is SRN News. Most Americans support Harrison Butker.
The kicker for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs sparked controversy last month with a commencement speech in which he condemned abortion, the LGBT agenda, and President Biden's support for both. He was hammered in the mainstream media and on social media, but a new poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that 58% of Americans support Butker's right to say whatever he wants about anything he wants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Washington state parental rights law will be allowed to take effect after a court commissioner declined to issue an emergency order temporarily blocking it. King County Superior Court Commissioner Mark Hillman says homosexual groups are challenging the law. Did not show that it would create the kind of imminent harm necessary to warrant blocking it. Measure requires schools to notify parents if their child is living as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. A drug overdose deaths in the state of Kentucky falling nearly 10% last year.
It marks the second straight yearly decline, but Governor Andy Beshear says the fight against addiction is far from over. Officials credit a comprehensive response that includes treatment and prevention as well as illegal drug seizures by law enforcement. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the latest report is a cause for hope. McConnell has steered huge sums of funding to his home state over the years to help combat addiction. John Scott reporting.
A professional bowler who was arrested while he was competing in a tournament has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison on charges related to child sexual abuse material. Brandon Novak, taken into custody last February by U.S. Marshals at the 2024 U.S. Open bowling tourney in Indianapolis. He's been a pro bowler 10 years. More details at SRNnews.com.